This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret. I think you want to know. Dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Monday, January 30th, 2023. Sarah, Vinny, Alex, and Brinny, we're all here. Somebody has a question about electric vehicles.
All right.
It's very exciting.
You know? Oh, that is racy.
Yeah. Yeah. They do say motherfucker in it.
Oh, nice. Oh.
That's one of the words in it. So. They're talking about Elon, crazy motherfuckers, what they're calling him.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. So how was everyone's weekend? Did everyone get laid? Bryn?
No, I didn't get laid.
Bryn!
Couple more weeks, right?
That's all right. Yeah. Yeah. Taking it as it comes.
Yeah. Exactly.
I did stay home for the game yesterday while my daughter went to her friend's birthday party.
Oh.
With her mom.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
When you're not getting laid, do you, like, get a hand job? Not by
no,
yourself.
Well,
I mean, does she go, like, oh, bring it over here. I'll jerk it off real quick.
She's done that one time so far.
In this last few
In
weeks.
This last few, yeah.
That's nice of her.
And that's usually
when. Oh, good.
When that sounds
Cam,
fun.
Cam's at school. Yeah, it's not just a hand job. You should do the works. But, you know, not everything.
Oh, that's real nice.
Of course, yeah.
The but, works, you mean with the mouth, too?
Yeah, with the mouth. And, you know, it's all about that. Twisting of the hand too, it's all that stuff. Not just like a that's not as.
There are people twist. who want the
The twisting is just like the extra.
Yeah.
You don't like the twisting, Vin?
No, I do. I'm just.
John doesn't like
this
the twisting
is your story.
Because he's not a.
Well, sure, you know it's
he's
our
not a
story.
Lube guy. Do you, or so you're a lube guy.
No. It's usually enough spit for it. To,
oh,
like,
so it's
you can't
the, okay.
have the twist. I mean, I'm fine
you
with just
on dry. Yeah,
with just the jerk. That's fine too. But yeah. Then once you're all slobbered all over it, then I was talking about my kid's party that she went to yesterday.
we wound up on hand and mouth.
The reason why I brought that up was because it's terrifying. Because you brought this up first thing in the morning that all your friends have COVID.
Yeah.
Her teacher sends an email out during the weekend and says, "Hey, I can't make it this week because I have COVID." And I'm like, "Fuck!" That means not only does the teacher have COVID, but this teacher taught all the kids that all the kids are going to this party now. I'm like, God, I just can't get a break. Can't get away from this damn
thing.
Nope. Enough of it.
Nope. School is the real problem, and that's what you just experienced. It's the same thing I've been going through, too, and we deal with it often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we tested Cameron yesterday. She's fine so far, but, you know, it's top of mind for me because we don't want that in the house.
Well, you don't want, right, is she having to wear a mask around the baby and stuff?
She was.
This adds another layer to what is already a giant pain in the ass, a new baby.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that's all. That's all I have to report.
So, no hand job, no sex over the weekend. No. Alex, I'm gonna guess you got to,
vicarious,
you know, Mayara's ass was presented.
I mean, I got laid, but yeah, it was just like regular style.
Oh, just regular.
Oh, just
I'm sorry.
Plain
it was just normal.
Between a man
it was,
and a woman.
it was a hard weekend. It was, you know, we got through it, you know. So
obviously. How many times? Just the once?
It was just the one. Yeah.
When was it?
I want to say it was Saturday for sure. Yeah, because I was.
Okay.
Morning, night,
day.
Midday?
Not on game day.
I was running out. I was trying to go get a crunch wrap, a breakfast crunch wrap from Taco Bell.
Oh.
And then,
what?
Yeah, she
healthy.
Was trying to, yeah.
He's on a health hype right now, too.
It was my cheat day.
Oh, your cheat
Saturday
day.
Cheat day.
Breakfast crunch wrap.
Yeah, and then
Taco
she was
Bell.
Like, and I'm
got
like,
it.
But hold on. I just got to go get this crunch wrap real quick. I'll be right back.
And then she wanted it, and you still prioritized the Crunchwrap.
I didn't. I prioritized her, but because it was almost 11 a.m. and they were going to stop selling them. So, but yeah, no.
Gotta meet the breakfast time. Yeah.
But then I was like, okay, you know what? You're right, babe. This is. I'm out of hand
did
for that.
You,
I was out of pocket. I admitted it.
Did you make it in time?
I did. Yeah.
You still got your Crunchwrap. Well, thank God.
Yeah.
This
isn't
an ad, but I want to go get Crunchwrap now.
What the fuck is a Crunchwrap?
It's the breakfast Crunchwrap, though. They have like this, like it's some kind of chipotle sauce on it. It's so incredible. It's like
what's it? So is it a burrito?
No, it's like a. It's almost like it's flat. It's almost like a quesadilla kind of, but it's like thicker.
Oh.
And it's got, they put, eggs and bacon and like the super amazing sauce. And when I've been eating chicken and rice all week, I'm just fiending for it, yeah.
See.
Sex, it sounds like.
I did. No, we had the sex. It was.
I understand. But,
I was in a moment. It was like a moment of truth. And I chose the right option. But yeah,
it's
it was.
It's a quesadilla.
Oh, it is like, so it's like a folded over burrito shell.
Yeah, and then it's kind of crisped.
And then they crisp the crunch wrap. Yeah,
like a panini.
It looks good. Yeah.
Yeah.
A panini.
Cook it up. I do like
that.
That
is a wonderful window into Alex's life. I love that story.
I don't want to do it right now. I got to go get a crunch wrap. You know they stopped serving those at 11.
But yeah, I know.
I have another question about that. So you're sitting there planning to go run out and get a snack. Does she say... Like, is she dressed seductively and saying, hey, come back to bed? Or how's that work that you're going to get Nook, but you let her know that you're going to run out?
No, it was definitely more of like a random situation. I think she was kind of in the bathroom doing something. And then we've kind of talked about it before. Sometimes I'm like,
oh, how does that go? Oh, yeah. Tell me.
Well, I've talked about her about like, a lot of times I initiate our, sex, yeah. And wow, that sounded weird, but anyways, I initiate it, and then so I've asked her, hey, like, can you initiate sometimes? I would like it more like she does, but I was like, hey, maybe just kind of surprise me or something, which she does, and it's great. And so that's I've asked her, and then that's I think kind of what she's a little mad at me.
She tried to initiate, yeah, and you said I must get a crunch. So let me get this straight. You said to her, I would like you to initiate more often. And when she did what you asked, you said, I got to go get a Crunchwrap. See you later.
I'm busy.
Bad timing.
It was funny. It was something like that. And then luckily she was like, hey, and I was like, I know, it was one of those moments where she kind of let me know that it wasn't cool. And I was like, you're right. That is not cool. So I'm gonna give it to you.
What? While you were eating your Crunchwrap?
No,
like,
I never made it to the Crunchwrap.
You're supposed to be eating like
he went after Vinny.
I went after Vinny. Yeah, I went after for the Crunchwrap. Yeah.
No. Sorry, I thought you ran
he
out.
He did
first
make it in time.
It would have been a massive mistake if I did that. Yeah, I was like, okay, let's be. I started to learn a little bit. I'm a slow learner.
Misunderstood.
Yeah, but we're getting there. No, I did mention the Crunchwrap, and then she was like, "Yeah,
you're really going to take a Crunchwrap over my cunt wrap.
Yeah, whoa. Like,
I know, that's not...
Nice, Sarah.
Well,
I'll cut it out.
Edit that out if you don't like it. No, I don't care.
I don't know. But anyways, but it was amazing because, she's the best, so...
You mean the Crunchwrap or...
No.
or
my wife.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
The Cramp Snatch.
What an ad for Crunchwraps, though. I mean, we've said that one 50 times already, and we're 10 minutes in.
Listen, Taco Bell, you better sponsor this show.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what eating a taco means. Come on, it's a secret show.
I'm just waiting for the angry
email. You want sour cream on that? Of fucking course I do.
Sour cream.
I know, sour cream. I've been getting these burrito bowls. It's because it's like,
she's talking about smegma.
I'm talking about
splooge.
I'm talking about
is that a splooge comment.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh.
So I've been getting these for a while. I was just getting a burrito and saying, "Don't put any rice or beans in it." Which they look at me like I'm fucked up. Which it is kind of fucked up. So now I just get the bowl and I say, "No, I don't want any rice and beans. Give me extra pork. Give me more carnitas." And this place we get them at, they do this. It's like I don't know. It's very wet. Sour cream, and it's become the thing that I'm most looking forward to from it. I just want like the pork, the avocado, medium salsa and just pour that sour cream all over it. And oh my God. But I don't, I would not stop and have sex if I was on my way to get that. I'll tell you that right now. John would, but I wouldn't.
I see. You're saying you'd leave for
I'd be like, no,
food.
I okay. ordered it already. I'm going to go get it.
Yeah, that's not surprising, Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to encourage that comment. We're going to not, no.
Mm. Yeah.
Poor John.
When, you know, it's funny because John, you know, every guy I think goes through that where like they're the initiator and a lot of times they'll get a no. We're like, ah, I just don't want to. And I think John's like turned it around on me. Like in the last few years, things have slowed down a little at our house, which is okay with me. But I'll be like, hey, I'm going to go hop in the shower. You want to? He's like, ah, I'm right in the middle of stuff. I'm like, oh, okay, that's fine. Walk off. All right. Well, I did my part. I tried. Bye. Bye.
Stop laughing.
Then later he's like, oh, you know, I would have taken you up on it, but I was right in the middle. I go, I know. I saw that you were in the middle of something, so that's why I asked.
Very nice.
What do you think?
I
I'm stupid?
Knew that was going on there. You ask as his hands are full
Hello?
Of projects. And
right.
I just put glue down. I have to hold this here or whatever.
Yeah. Well, if it really meant that much, you'd throw it down. Come, you know, then I guess I'd have to put out. But now I can feel like I offered like a good wife should and just wasn't taken up on it. Oh, well.
He was he needed to get a crunch wrap, I think.
Yeah. Shame. Taco Bell. Taco Bell, you really should be a sponsor.
Has it gotten weird in here? It's very weird.
Just send this whole clip to sales.
Oh yeah, they're gonna love it. We're like, fuck you, Taco Bell. Get us your tacos so we can lick them clean.
Maybe cut that part out.
Yeah, leave it all in. Why? Leave it all in. Who cares? Taco Bell knows. They're like the place where drunk people go in the middle of the night. Come on. What about you, Vinny? You haven't said anything.
Yeah, I got laid.
Mm-hmm. Good. Excellent.
Yeah, I have an appointment on
nice.
Fridays now. We have. It's not. Although that's. Look, I think that most people would prefer to have the moment overtake them, but we tried that route and it never happened that way because of the kids and the sleep and the things that get
in the way,
in your way. So we have an appointment now, and so it's made it fairly regular and really nice. And I suggest if you find yourself in that relationship dilemma where you're like, fuck, I can't get to bed early enough in order to catch this person from not being sound asleep, or like you just have
whatever
a lot of
is,
missed
right.
connections. It's easier to just put it on the calendar. We've had to do that and it works, and it's made me a much happier husband for sure. So yeah, we got ours.
I have
had
a question.
To, yeah. Oh.
Is it in the afternoon on Friday?
It is.
Is there ever a moment where you go, oh, Sarah's probably doing the same thing right now?
No. We're doing it much earlier than her, as I understand
I
her schedule to be. We have
4,
to do it
4 p.m. is about the earliest it would ever happen, depending on.
Yeah, that's not. We're done and already the kids are picked up and we're into the weekend on whether it's dinner or wherever we're headed.
Sure.
No, it's early in the day. In fact, it's around the time that there's the mythical masturbation time.
Oh, it's 1
day.
O'clock.
Yeah.
I see. All right. Yep. Well, that's nice. It's perfect. It's right when your hormones are at their peak, Vin.
It is. I have trained myself, to be horny around lunch, just after lunch. So, yeah, it works out good. And
that's
we had to do it early this time because I had to go get Nona.
So I had to
be like, listen, I'm going to. And then we were in a rush. And that's one of those things I hate.
You don't
hate.
Like the pressure, right?
I don't want to rush. I wait all week to be with a naked lady.
Yeah.
Like, it's important to me. I love this. This is something I'm really, I'm sorry to say, in my 50s, I'm still super into naked ladies. That one in particular, but I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
absolutely.
Here's my chance to be with a naked lady. I'd rather not rush.
You don't want to just get it over with, which is so weird.
Right. What?
No, it's great. It's what, right. It's woo.
So anyway, yes.
Yeah. Make it last all night. Make it last all night.
I'm not into that, but you know, I'd like my full 15 minutes.
I want to do all the stuff.
Right.
Got to fit it all in there.
And go on, Sarah.
Oh, we did it too.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah. It's nice. You know, same as always, shower sex. But lately, like the appointments for Friday for sure. So we do the check-in. And I'm telling you, things have slowed down. So we did do it on Friday this week, but a lot of times he's like, yeah, you know, maybe tomorrow. I'm like, all right, sounds good. Don't say I didn't ask you. I know, and that's...
That's
it just
super
depends what's
surprising.
Going on.
Wow.
Yeah, don't be. You know, he's pushing 60. He's just like, he goes, if you want to. I'm like, no, I never do. He says, okay, that's fine. We'll do it tomorrow.
It's awful.
Oh, no, it's fine. Don't worry. I mean, it's awful for John, but don't worry about me. It's, everything's cool.
Oh, man.
All right, I'm going to read you this. This is just it's just funny. It's not a sexy question, but hello, Sarah, Vinny, Alex, and Brittany. See, they use my little rhyme, which I always have to think about. Bay Area resident, listener since 1999. Big fan of the show. Slurps all around. Someday I'll ask a sexier question. But for now, I'm curious about your thoughts on being an all-electric vehicle household. Last year, we bought our first EV, a Tesla Model 3. Which is, what are those, like $35,000,
$40,000? Base,
pretty,
yeah.
Pretty
go a
good
lot more.
Entry point for the electric vehicle.
Yep.
And we had a Tesla charger installed in our garage. It is a dream to drive. Lightweight, amazing acceleration, and practically no braking needed. It's true. They're great cars.
Mean like you pull off the gas and the thing just... Slugs.
Oh, yeah. They call it one-pedal driving. In fact, everybody I know who has a Tesla has this whole like challenge where they're trying to never touch the brake. Mm-hmm. The whole thing is to let off at the exact moment that it takes to slow down and stop at the light.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Everybody in my down in Florida, they all have Teslas, and it's their whole thing. So anyway, they've got this, you know, practically no braking needed. We now need to rotate the tires and a few other annual services, and tap tap on the app, we have an appointment for a technician to come to the house and complete the work. No more visits to the dealer. Yes, please. Are all EVs like this? That is a question I do not know the answer to. I assume that if you bought like a Chevy Volt, you would still have to bring it to the dealership because they have that service available for you at a dealership. Tesla doesn't really have the same setup. So I don't know. Do anybody else here own anything other than a Tesla EV?
Well, we have that BMW.
Oh,
right?
That's right. I have a BMW. Yeah, I have to go to the place.
We both have.
Nobody comes to my house. So the answer is yes, you do have to go. You know, I will say, I would recommend my, what do we have?
i3. Yeah.
My BMW i3. I bought that thing in.
You know, it's discontinued, right?
Yeah. I bought it in 2013 or 2014. It's a model for 2014. But they don't make them anymore, and they don't support the app anymore. So if you want to get one, you'd have to buy it used.
They have the i4 now.
Okay, so there is another...
Oh, so they just made something, an updated version of it.
It's an updated version, but it's a lot bigger.
Like it
doesn't really look like it. It looks really nice still. It's a Beamer, but it's almost like a compact car, a regular compact. Ours is super compact. Like,
tiny little thing. I love it.
Oh, that looks a lot like one of their 320s or something like that. It looks more like a regular car.
Sedan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, so it sounds like you'd have to take it to the dealership based on the people on this show that own one of those and are
wow, Car and Driver gives it 10 out of 10.
Oh,
they're,
wow.
I'm
that's well reviewed.
That little i3, I'm actually surprised they discontinued it. They must just not have been selling enough of them because I freaking love that car. But here's the thing. The range is shit on those cars. I have a backup, a 1 gallon gasoline. It's a motorcycle engine that's a little generator and it will power the car for 40 or 50 miles, 1 gallon of gas. And I usually make sure that that's full, and I never have to get to it because I only use this car for commuting. It really won't go much further than that. Mm. It's about, they say, 75-mile range. I think it's more like 50.
Yeah.
Like, Bryn's a total lead foot, so
that's
he barely makes it to work and back, and he doesn't have the gas backup, so
that's
if he had another stop to make, he wouldn't do it.
I do actually make stops. What I do when I make stops is I usually take the longer routes, or I'll go through the city and get off the freeway and go to, like, say, San Bruno Mall and then take El Camino home. Because you take the inside routes, I can get nearly 100 miles on that range.
Yes.
But once
it recharges itself every time you're braking, it's recharging.
Once I go into the city and back, it's usually just that's all freeway.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it. Kind of sucks.
So you are, in fact, an all-electric vehicle house.
Not intentionally, but yes, yes.
So how do you feel about that if all of a sudden...
I don't like it. I don't like not to have the backup, and I plan to get a gas vehicle at some point, you know, or maybe take one of my dad's, I'm not sure. But I don't like having relying on just that, especially with a blackout. Blackouts yeah. are happening. You know, I just don't want... I want the option to have just a vehicle.
Just a
whether,
gas
whether
vehicle.
Whether it's a van or a... You know, even just a sedan would be nice to have.
Oh, a minivan would be great for you guys right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, two kids.
They make that Toyota minivan now. I wish I actually can, I'm considering, we'll see a couple of years from now, but trading mine in because it's all gas.
Yeah.
For me right now, I think, and I hate to say this because I am very concerned about our environment, but I also have, I live in the real world where my power gets turned off all the time. Mm-hmm. So I want to go hybrids or things like that over all EV. I mm-hmm. just do for now anyway, until we see it really, especially because of the, like that, the mileage you get out of yours, Sarah, it's great for you. And I hear that you like it and that's super. And I'm not trying to tell people what they should do, but it would not work for me.
Oh,
I don't,
no. You couldn't even make it one way from in my car.
Well, and I wouldn't even like it around town here. I don't like the idea that if something overtakes me and I'm like, oh, you know, I could get another thing done and just go right there and do that right now, I would go, oh, like, no, I can't because my range isn't going to run out. Like, I don't want that.
That's what's nice about, I'll tell you something, it's an all-electric vehicle that has a little generator. So, you know, Bryn didn't opt for that, and I've mm-hmm. watched him sweat it. I don't have to sweat it. I can get to a gas station within 40 miles, almost
I'm
anywhere I am.
Sweating it.
Yeah, you seem like you're sweating it.
You're sweating it for me is what's happening.
I guess so.
You're backseat driving.
Well, you're the one plugging in at work. Make sure you got enough to get home.
Yeah.
All right. So anyways, this person goes on. So now we're shopping to replace a 2015 gas guzzler, and we want another EV. Since we already have a Tesla charger and Tesla's now dropped the prices, we're strongly considering the Model Y. Questions. Is it a mistake to be an all-EV household when we know that we might experience future times with long power outages and we don't have a generator? I think that it's easy enough to go to a place and use a supercharger elsewhere.
Yeah, you can.
But if those are also not charged, you could be fucked. I don't really see that as a problem. I mean,
that's a preference thing.
Yeah, the range on a Tesla is long enough that You could go a long way before you really needed to charge.
Access to charging outside the house is going to get better and better as this becomes more widely accepted. So
agreed.
Do I think that you'd be fucked? I don't. Do I think that you might have to fret a little here and there or have a few moments of stress? Sure, you might.
Right.
It's good for the environment. And I know that people will write in and say, what about the batteries? Look, I can't solve all the goddamn problems in the world. And I'm just sitting here. I'm dealing with this stuff the same way you are. The truth is, I'd like to be off the road almost entirely because I do think it's bad. And it's also bad for your stress levels. Being in commutes, dealing with metering lights or long drives or long drives in bad weather, it's all bad for your mental health, I think. But, you know, that's also, it's unrealistic to think that there aren't people who live in Folsom and commute to San Francisco, and they do that because that's the only place they could buy a house.
Right.
And that's a reality.
It's a trade-off.
All over the place. So I what's best for you might not be best for someone else. I definitely am not prepared to go all V, but it sounds like you guys are having a great experience. I think the funny thing to me, as I was bitching one day about, man, I go, because of my commute, I have to get my car tuned up so often. It's every 7,000 miles I have to get an oil change. And it goes faster than I'd like to admit. And someone wrote in and said, if you had an EV, you'd never, and it occurred to me, oh yeah, you don't have oil in those goddamn things. Like, there is a big trade-off. You don't have nearly the same amount of maintenance.
Oh,
if they work.
No maintenance, right.
Right. So.
Yeah, it's it's, and actually I feel like getting your first EV is a huge step. It's not what we know. It's not what we grew up with, and we don't know if we can trust it. And it's not until you have one and experience it. and you've got one person writing in. You have one. You know it's working for you. The second question is it a mistake to be an all Tesla household when we know the CEO is a crazy ass motherfucker and who knows what he'll do next? I think you'll be fine. It's, the company itself seems to still be making fine cars. It's not like he's going to go in there and go, fuck these all up and put them all on the market. You know, their stock has certainly come way down in recent months.
Well, I think the latest bad PR is that they did lower the prices and everyone who just bought one is like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I just fucking bought one for full price and now you're discounting them 10K? Well, I can see that being bad PR.
Yeah. Brittany, what is a Model Y cost right now?
Let me look it up.
Loaded with all the stuff.
Oh, full model. Okay, fully loaded.
Is that what he just bought from you?
I'm going to have to build it.
Yeah, that's true. You do have to build it. Well, anyway, no, I don't think it's a mistake to be an all Tesla household. I will say this, though. There are a lot of companies making electric vehicles now. I would say go drive them all. See what you think. There are things I do not like about the Tesla. I loved that car. I thought it was great. I did not like that everything is controlled on that touchscreen. When I want to turn up or down the heat, I don't want to have to look at my... Although, they have a lot of voice-activated stuff that I just never got the hang of. You can say, turn it down 5 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or turn the heat up 10 degrees, you know, whatever it is.
Blow the heat on my face.
Yeah, you can tell it what you want. I just never got the hang of that. So I was constantly fumbling around with this touchscreen that I had to look at to make anything happen.
So well, I just gave you another example. That car they mentioned, the BMW i4, yeah. I looked it up real quick. Not only is it good looking, like it looks like they're 320, but it also just car and driver or whatever I quoted, 10 out of 10. Like it's highly rated. So there's.
Do you see a price?
I didn't look it up. No, I just was curious to see what it looked like. And it looks way more like a normal sedan than what you're driving.
Yeah, mine looks like
the i3 looks like a toaster.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like a little kid's shoe.
MSRP is for $51,400.
Oh, well, that ain't cheap, but it's actually less than the Y, so it's an option. There you go.
Yeah, the Y, it looks like it goes for about $55,000 before you add the full self driving. So that's another, you know, $70,000 right there.
So it isn't quite as deep a.
Yeah, but there are, I heard there are rebates and stuff. After you buy it, you get $7,500 off if it qualifies for some nonsense. Oh. It's like under a certain weight, which is weird to me.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, I haven't done this year's taxes yet for, you know, for our individual or joint, whatever, our personal taxes. I wonder if I'll get some kind of discount for having that and then selling it to you.
I bet you'd have to apply for something, though.
Probably.
I just didn't give it to you.
Anyway, so I thought that was somewhat interesting.
I will say that I know a lot of families that have a bunch of Teslas, and some of them have only Teslas, and they're super happy with it. I don't like it.
I told you my buddy bought one, then he bought another one, and now they traded in the first one because it felt like it didn't have all the technology of the second one.
Oh.
And so he's had three, but it's... You know, he has a two Tesla house. And
so he's a Tesla family.
They're into it, and that's great. Yeah. You know, he was like, they brought it to my house. Okay. if that's important to you, then great. I don't mind going down to the dealer and taking that off the lot, you know, by myself. But whatever. Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's all good. Whatever you decide on will be the right decision for you.
Hopefully.
All right. Send along your emails to Bryn, Bryn, at radioalice.com. And we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
The end.
Bye.